Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, happy new year, everybody. Well, technically, like, we're sort of like into the new year already. We didn't say happy new year to you last episode because we were just so excited for the guests that we had, so we figured we'd kind of scale it back and do an in-house episode, a little shorter one, talk about some of our favorite records that came out in 2021 and some of the interesting hockey happenings in 2021, and just welcome you into the new year. So that's what we're going to do.
That's why we're here.
So I'm wearing my fresh new free throw hat. I got this hat. It's got beers on it. It's great. Love it. And yeah, so 2021 was kind of a whirlwind, I guess you'd say. There's some great things. There's some not so good things. You know, the world kind of got out of the pandemic and got back into the pandemic. And, you know, but we don't got to talk about all of the negative Nancy stuff. We should talk about some of the fun stuff. So we'll jump into some of our favorite records, some of our favorite music. But before we do that, I guess let's talk a little bit about what happened in the hockey world in 2021. So I'll kind of shift that over to you, Mikey, and you can kind of bring up one or two interesting things that have happened. We can have a little bit of discourse about that.
Well, we're not an Islanders podcast, but, you know, how can we not talk about the fact that the Islanders made it to the Eastern Conference Finals yet again in 2021? And, you know, that playoff run was special. It was also way different than the one prior because there was actually fans in the building.
Oh, yeah.
I was able to do meetups again. So it felt like real playoff hockey this time. And, it's unfortunate that the Islanders playoff run came to an end with a shorthanded goal and losing 1-0 in game 7 to Tampa.
Man.
But it is what it is. You know, we have now high hopes for this season. Unfortunately, not going as everyone had planned. You know, the Islanders were bitten by COVID very early on. They had a really long road trip. I'm not here to make excuses, but it's going to be a definitely a hard mountain to climb to get back into even that last wild card spot, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. It's the Islanders are at the bottom of the division. You know, that's never a good place to be. And, you know, it's the NHL. So, you know, if you grab a couple of wins and some of the other, you know, especially against division opponents. I mean, you can kind of make some strides, but that's a hard bridge to gap. I think the last time I checked, we were like
10 points out of that
10 points out of the last wild card spot. But like, you know, that's rough. But again, 10 points though is not a bridge that's impossible to be gapped. You know, it could be done. The Islanders just need to go on a strong run. You know, I think a lot of Islanders fans will agree that, you know, starting to rely on some of their younger talent is probably the way to go. You know, you've got, you know, a guy like Noah Dobson who, you know, maybe started out the season a little rough, but has kind of come into his own. You got, you know, Oliver Wahlstrom, who is proving to be just a tremendously dynamic player. And, you know, some other guys that are in the farm system that, you know, had the opportunity to come up and play a bit when the Islanders were snake bitten with COVID. And, you know, some of those guys actually, you know, proved to be a pretty valuable part of the team. So, you know, as all Islanders fans know, you know, the trot system is a little bit different than a lot of other teams. And, you know, the whole idea that Lou Lamoriello has in terms of, you know, looking at older stalwart players that, you know, are a great presence in the locker room, but maybe have lost their legs on the ice is something that needs to change a little bit. But, you know, it remains to be seen. I guess
I do want to comment that you did correctly say Lou Lamoriello's name. So
I'm getting better.
2022 is off to a good start.
It's looking up. And, you know, it's kind of tough to, you know, to talk about hockey without talking about, you know, the unfortunate fact that, you know, COVID is a big part of what's going on. And a lot of games are getting rescheduled and canceled and stuff like that. And, you know, that kind of ties into what's happening, you know, last month, this month, and even going into February with, you know, all of our music pals that we love. A lot of tours are getting postponed and canceled. It's an unfortunate thing, but, you know, with COVID being as scary as it is right now and, you know, new variants coming out, it's, you know, for the best to be err on the side of caution. But, you know, the whole idea of all these games getting, you know, canceled and rescheduled and stuff, it's definitely making for some interesting times just because, you know, there's going to be games now probably in May that are, you know, April and May that are going to be like back to back to back and a lot of really concentrated things. And I think that's going to make it interesting for the NHL because, you know, you normally get, you know, maybe a back-to-back game here or there, but, you know, you get some time in between your games, but we might be seeing, you know, clusters of four or five games in 6 days, you know, and it'll be interesting, I think.
Yeah, I hope that works to the Islanders' advantage because the one position that can sometimes take a beating with those back-to-back games is goaltending.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Traditionally, we had two solid goalies. Varlamov isn't off to his typical year. Hopefully he can get back on track and bounce back. And if that's the case, we do have two traditional number one goaltenders that could handle that workload. So hopefully that's where we can make up some of the ground and maybe get back into that wild card or even into a regular playoff spot. So we shall see. Hopefully the Islanders come in hot after this, once again, long break. A while. I feel like it's going to be like another brand new start to the season when we come back. And we still have like another like 5 or 6 days before we have our first game. So
it's a crazy time.
Crazy schedule. Really. Crazy year.
But, you know, at least we can say that, you know, the NHL didn't cancel the season, so it's not like we don't have hockey, so that's something we're very, very fortunate for. But, you know, with COVID being the way it is, you know, it could happen.
They did cancel the NHL players playing in the Olympics.
They did, yeah.
You know, we hinted at that a couple episodes ago that might happen. Well, it happened, and yep. I was like daydreaming about this because I saw like Jordan Tutu. He came out and on his Twitter and said like, "Hey, Team Canada, I can still go." And I was just thinking like, how cool would that be?
Yeah,
if we had like, I'm not talking about, you know, the guys that are in like their 60s and 70s now come out of retirement and play.
Sure.
But, you know, maybe guys that are, retired in the last 5-10 years that, you know, are still like maybe in their 40s and still probably playing like a beer league or whatever. If they come out of retirement and they're like, you know what, let's have some fun and play in this Olympics. Like, how cool would that be? I guarantee way more people will tune in to see like Jager playing. And like,
well, I was just going to say that, like, you're opening up that shitstorm of like, you know, if retired players are going to play, then that means, you know, Jaromir Jagr is going to play on the Czech team and he's just going to annihilate everybody because he's, what is he, like 7,000 years old and he's still like one of the best hockey players like to put on skates. I mean, it's just I think that would be super cool. I really do. I think that I do feel for the, you know, for the NHL players that really wanted to, you know, go out there again and support, you know, their country and you know, it sucks. It's a sucky thing. I understand what the NHL's thought process is, and I understand also that with the tumultuous times we're in, like, you know, sending a bunch of NHL players out to, you know, halfway across the world or wherever the Olympics are. I forget.
China.
China. Yeah. So halfway across the world, you know, depleting teams, you know, even further, and probably sending some of the best players over there. And then, you know, you've got to keep the NHL going. And then there's COVID, right? So, I mean, like, it just, the call that was made, I think, was the right one for the NHL as a business, right? But, you know, for the players, you know, I feel for them. I really do. You know, I know that it's a point of pride. You know, I know a lot of these guys dream to, you know, to play in the Olympics and, you know, get a gold medal and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, you just kind of hope that, you know, in the next 4 years when this opportunity comes around again, it'll be a little bit different and we won't be, you know, in this much of a crazy time, but who knows? Who really knows? I don't, you know?
Yeah. But I definitely want to see a team like what just totally fill their roster with retired vets. That's what I want to see.
With retired vets and beer league players and pond hockey players.
Yeah, like I don't want to see, you know, dudes that are grinding it out in the AHL and the ECHL like playing. It just brings it down. That's what happened in the last Olympics. I couldn't really tune in. I ended up watching more of the women's games than I did the men's games.
Mm-hmm. So. And the women's games, man, they were unbelievably dynamic and a lot of fun to watch. That was really cool. But I get what you're saying. At the end of the day, you want Kyle from the Crease Rule to just play on Team Canada is what you want.
Let's do that. Like, let's get all of our former guests who still play hockey to suit it up for
the Olympics.
For the Olympics. Let's okay. go.
Yeah, let's try to do that. That's fantastic. Well, hey, listen. You know, one of the other things we wanted to talk about was some of the favorite music that we had the opportunity to listen to in 2021. I guess before we do that, you know, just because we're trying to keep this episode a little shorter, just want to give a quick opportunity to talk to you about our sponsor being DraftKings. Being that hockey is kind of on pause is a bit of a bummer, but if you're a football fan, I mean, you know that we're literally heading into the last week before the playoffs start. And, you know, if you watched any of last week's football games, there was a lot of cool stuff happening. A lot of things were changing in the standings. So, you know, the NFL is kind of at its fever pitch right now. You know, with DraftKings Sportsbook, again, they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they've got a huge offer. We're counting down to Super Bowl 56. 56, insane. Hey, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any wild card team to win their game. I mean, how cool is that? You just got to bet $5 and you can win 280 in free bets. So 56-1 odds. That is awesome. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you still have something to play for this wild card weekend. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings daily football contests, fantasy football contests. And DraftKings has given all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. You know about DraftKings. You know they're always doing really cool things to get people engaged. Really love what they're doing. So, you know, if you haven't done it already, go ahead and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. You can use that promo code THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network to get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. You just bet $5, you can win 280 in free bets if your team wins. And that's promo code THPN for this wild card weekend at DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and we are super stoked to have them as our sponsor. So DraftKings, we love you, and you must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or, again, like I said last episode, The Movie Life.
I'm not getting that reference, but
so The Movie Life has an EP, and it's called The Movie Life Has a Gambling Problem.
And it's
got like some of the best Movie Life songs on it. It's got like Walking on Glass and If Only Duct Tape Could Fix Everything. It's a good one. It's one of the drive through ones. That's one that I hope gets repressed at some time in the future. But cool. So yeah, let's talk about some of the music that came out in 2021, and it's kind of wild because a lot of music came out, you know, a lot of cool things happened, and we were fortunate enough to have on our show, you know, some people that put out some incredible records, and we had the opportunity to kind of talk to them about the creation of these records and, you know, get a little bit of insight on it. And as it turns out, not that we're being homers, but it's some of the stuff we listen to the most. So, having said that, I guess I think we're going to pick five each.
That's
cool. So we'll just blaze through them. I guess I will start with my five, and I'm not going to give you like an order specifically just because I thought that was a little tough, but I'll tell you some of my favorite records and tell you a little bit about why I love them so much. So start off with a band called Teenage Wrist, who I've talked about on this podcast a bunch. The beginning of the year, they put out this record called Earth is a Black Hole, which I believe is their sophomore record. So it's the second record they came out with. Epitaph put it out. It's just a such a big record. They kind of, how do I explain them? They were a little bit on like the shoegazy sort of like fuzzy pop side, I guess, with their first record. And then this one kind of transitioned more into like a more rock focused record. I mean, sometimes when I listen to some of the songs on Earth is a Black Hole, I get like shades of Jimmy Eat World. I get shades of, you know, bands kind of in that vein that kind of toe the line of both records, of both genres, I should say. But, you know, Wear You Down, Silver Spoon, Yellow Belly, some just great, great tracks on that record. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to it, definitely do. But one of my favorites was that record from Teenage Wrist. Next, I'll go to one of my favorite bands that kind of surprised me and put out a record in 2021. That band is called Trophy Scars. And if you haven't listened to them, man, they are like a psychedelic rock, blues, post-hardcore band. Just like so hard to describe them, but just such incredible stuff. They put out this... They self-released actually this incredible record called Astral Pariah. Just fantastic. I mean, like Jerry's grovelly voice kind of evokes, you know, stuff like, you know, the late great frontman from Planes Mistaken for Stars, and just like this really deep guttural sound, and just, you know, their flourishes are just incredible. I mean, like, you know, they have these, you know, blues shuffle kind of songs where they've got, you know, these like haunting little piano lines in there. And they're just, the atmosphere that they create on this record is just wild. And if you've listened to Trophy Scars, like I have, they've developed such an interesting sound over time. Really, really cool stuff. But Astral Pariah, great record. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, definitely go do it. Next record, which I will point out, I've got this hat here, my Free Throw hat, and Free Throw happened to put out, I think, one of the best records of 2021 in piecing it together. Again, I feel like Free Throw is the kind of band that could do no wrong. I mean, every record they've put out has just been a treat to listen to. Piecing it together is no exception. They've definitely, even on this record, sort of gotten out of their comfort zone. They had a couple of songs that were more ballad focused, you know, but again, that frenetic, you know, kind of three guitar pace that Free Throw does. Just the way that they write songs, they just have the most unreal catchy choruses. I mean, like, that you could imagine. And I mean, if you get the opportunity to see them live, they're just bonkers. They're off the wall. So kudos to them. We've had them, of course, on the podcast, you know, before, a bunch of Preds fans, and just tremendous, tremendous band. Triple Crown really, really, you know, lucked out by having them on their roster. So great record there. Next one I'm going to go to, which a lot of people cited as one of their favorite records of 2021. And it's definitely very true. And that's going to be Radical by Every Time I Die. I think really a transcendent record for a band that has 7 or 8 full length records. And the fact that in 2021, they're still evolving is incredible. Yeah, it really is. It's, you know, they've come a long way from, you know, Last Night in Town and even Hot Damn. But I mean, like, the fact that they're introducing a more melodic side to them, but still have these just unbelievably heavy songs. I mean, you know, AWOL is just incredible. Thing with Feathers is great, with Andy Hull's feature on it from Manchester Orchestra. A Colossal Wreck. I mean, just like the whole record is filled with bangers. It's just incredible. And, you know, just knowing that, you know, Jordan Buckley, Keith Buckley, rather, you know, their vocalist struggle with, you know, getting sober and finally, you know, getting sober and, you know, having that really come through on this record is something that's really great. So love that record. And the last one I'm going to mention, again, another alumni of Bar Down Breakdown, is going to be the newest Pet Sematary record that came out, called Future Suits. And that one is just, you know, anytime Evan and Rick get together to make any music, it's incredible. And the greatest thing about it was I had the, you know, I'm part of Evan's Patreon, where you know, you get records every month and stuff, and being a part of that Patreon, I was able to get Future Suits about 2 or 3 weeks before it actually even, you know, released on the internet, and getting to listen to it early was awesome. You know, the whole idea, you know, of them writing this record about, you know, essentially, you know, the doom and gloom of the world, and like, you know, the prospect of the world potentially just ending and all of us getting our future suits on and going into the future. And, you know, it's kind of funny to talk about, especially now when things are still kind of a little crazy. So, but Future Suits was one of my favorite records. Give it up to Asian Man Records for doing great stuff. And of course, Evan's label Storm Changers. But yeah, if you didn't get a chance to listen to any of those 5 records I talked about, definitely take opportunity to spin them, or even pick a track from each record. I guess that's what I'll do. And then I'll shoot it over to Mikey. If I could pick a track from each record, I would tell you, for Trophy Scars, probably go listen to Father Part 1 and Part 2. Those songs are both fantastic. For Teenage Wrist, I think my favorite song on the record is probably Silver Spoon. Taste of Gasoline is great too. For Future Suits, 2021, A Personal Space Odyssey, and Pet Sympathy. Great songs. I love them on there. I mentioned them already for Every Time I Die, but you know, if you want to hear kind of an Every Time I Die song that will remind you of Every Time I Die, I would tell you to go listen to maybe either Post Boredom or Planet Shit. And if you want to hear something that's a little bit different, Thing with Feathers is great. And then for Free Throw, I mean, the whole record is incredible, but Ocular Pat Down is fantastic. Ghost in the Routine is fantastic. Cloud Sick too. I mean, you know, but definitely, you know, if you get an opportunity to check out, you know, track or two from every record, and if you like it, go stream the whole record, because, you know, it'll help them as artists. So that's my 5, and I'm sticking to it.
So I hate the fact that you now just like put me on the spot by adding tracks from each record, because I'm so bad with like the names of singles.
Okay. Hey man, that's fine. I you know, I'm sure a lot of the records that you're going to mention I like as well. So I could probably even be like, oh, that record, this is the song you should listen to. So I could bail you out if you need it.
All right. Well, I'm going to have at it. So,
all right.
My same as you, I'm not putting this in any particular order. It's just 5 of my favorite records from 2021.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the first one on my list is an EP, actually. And I'm not following the rules there. EPs can be on here.
They can.
So it's going to be Driveway Skeptic. Came out October 29th. Self-released it. Just your typical Driveways music that you would expect from them. I can't say enough about that band. And they just go into, you know, mental health and all of that, you know, that we all struggle with. And they do it in a fun way where, like, it just reminds you of the music that we grew to love in the early 2000s. And I just freaking love that band. I can't say enough about them. So Driveway Skeptic. My next one is Origami Angel, Gami Gang,
which record.
Came out April 30th on Counterintuitive Records. I felt like they had big shoes to fill with, you know, following up Somewhere City, which is kind of like a life-changing record. It's just so good. But I think that they kind of stay true to their formula, which people have loved about them, and then just their honest lyrics, and they stuck to the formula and created a solid sophomore album.
Yeah, agreed.
So Origami Angel, Gami Gang. Next one is, oh, I should have also mentioned that Driveway is their former guest, but next one is The Home Team with Slow Bloom. Came out in October on Revival Recordings. Yeah, we've talked about this record enough on the show, but man, did they come through with Slow Bloom. Just heavy pop songs that just hit home, that, like, you can hear those songs on the radio if you wanted to. Like, that, absolutely. They have that pop ability. They're about to go out on tour with This Wildlife and Broadside. I think that that's going to do wonders for this band. And I think Home Team is going to have a huge year in 2022.
I agree.
Next one is Jail Socks Coming Down, which came out in September on Counterintuitive Records. Jail Socks is a Charlotte, North Carolina band. And I guess they're just like a rock band at the end of the day. Like, they're not pop punk, they're not emo. I think they're just a rock band, and I freaking love them. That album, start to finish, is just fantastic. It's something I can put on in the car with Caitlin, and she also appreciates. So definitely check that one out if you haven't.
Absolutely.
And then lastly, former guest of the show, We Were Sharks, New Low, which came out in May on Revival Recordings. I think that they just, I believe it's their debut album on Revival Recordings. I could be totally wrong, but they put out a beautiful record that is your traditional pop punk kind of easy listen, that start to finish just gives that pop punk flavor that you love. And
hell yeah.
Those are my top five. I'm not breaking them down like Tom does. one thing I do want to kind of point out, I purposely mentioned the labels. Anything you notice about that?
Pretty much two labels.
Pretty much two labels, yeah. And like pretty much two of the smaller independent labels, which I think is kind of showing the direction that those two labels are going in. I think that we're going to be hearing about Counterintuitive Records and Revival Recordings very much in 2022.
I agree. I do agree. Absolutely.
And I'm not going to lie, I know nothing about Counterintuitive Records, like nothing. So,
well, I can tell you this. I technically am an alumni of Counterintuitive Records. The band Who Are the Toms that I was in for a little bit with my two other Tom friends, one of which my buddy Tom Waring, who is now in a great band called Yeah Is What We Have, which is an awesome reference to the band Granddaddy, if you've ever had an opportunity to listen to them. But actually Counterintuitive put out a split cassette with Who Are the Toms and this band called Snooze, which was a side project of a couple of the guys in the band Just Friends, who are kind of becoming enormous. But yeah, so I have a release on Counterintuitive Records, so you know, it's not a big deal.
What do you know about that label?
That's a great question. Well, here's what I can tell you about Counterintuitive. They're, you know, they're a lot like the praise that we give for Pure Noise all the time. Counterintuitive, from everyone that I've ever talked to that has had a record put out on Counterintuitive, they all say the same kind of thing. The, you know, the people that run the label are just wonderful people. You know, they're not in the business of trying to, you know, take a band and recreate them. They just can understand talent when it's available and take care of that talent and make sure that, you know, these bands are able to get out in the forefront of the scene and make some money and have the artistic and creative space to do what they want to do. But Counterintuitive is a cool label. You know, I mean, they've done a lot of cool stuff, you know, so, and they've been around for a minute, you know, even though they're a little newer, they've been around for a minute, but you know, I think they've done records from, I mean, obviously they did Jail Sox and they did the Origami Angel record, but you know, Max Seal, you know, a great band from Long Island, did some stuff on Counterintuitive. Roswell Kid, another great band, did some awesome stuff on Counterintuitive. Just a bunch of really cool bands, you know, Pictures of Vernon. I think Scottoon Network did something with Counterintuitive, who, you know, he's just always doing great stuff and, you know, just transforming songs into ska songs is really cool. So Counterintuitive, yeah, it's great. I think a great place to be for up and coming bands. And I think they do the right thing by their bands, and Revival's very much the same way. You know, so two great labels for sure. I would agree with that.
Yeah. And I saw that Counterintuitive had like a holiday show in the Boston area at one of like the bigger venues,
mm-hmm.
and sold it out. So like that kind of is an indication of what's going on with mm-hmm. that label. And
oh, yeah,
when you think about it, you know, we mentioned it when we were talking with Ian and Mike from Pure Noise, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when Pure Noise was first starting out, like they were trucking along and then signed The Story So Far. And then like,
yep,
nothing was ever the same. And mm-hmm. it makes you think that maybe that's kind of what's going to happen with them now that, you know, Origami Angel is on the label. Like, Origami Angel's about to go out on tour with the Wonder Years. Like,
yeah, yeah,
they are about to blow up. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they just played the state champs hometown holiday show.
Yep.
So you're going to hear a lot about Origami Angel in 2022. And it makes you think that, like, could that totally just change the label?
Yeah. So, and I mean, you know, the bands that played that Counterintuitive show, I mean, a lot of them are on the precipice of breaking out and doing big things. I mean, you've got Origami Angel, you've got Prince Daddy and the Hyena who have a new record coming out this year that I think is going to really, you know, push them into the stratosphere. You know, Oso played, who again, you know, they picked up a lot of steam with their, you know, last record they put out. And I think they have a new one on the way coming soon. And of course, The Hotelier played that record, that show, and they're just like, you know, one of those bands that's kind of lore now. In you know, they came from like that mid 2010s kind of emo-y scene and haven't done much, but like whenever they play a show, people come out for them in stride. So it's awesome. You know, I'm really looking forward to 2022 for some cool things. You know, like I said, I know we're off to a little bit of a rough start with you know, the COVID variants kind of going a little bit crazy and a lot of people getting sick, but hopefully once the winter subsides, you know, we get back into March and April, you know, hopefully, you know, some of the, you know, the, some of the issues with this pandemic will start to slow down again and we'll start to get some cool things. So, you know, what I tell everybody is just, you know, it's COVID life. So whenever you buy a ticket for a show, just understand that you might not get to go to that show. But, you know, at the very least, keep supporting artists and keep supporting music however you can. You know, that's kind of what the big thing is for 2022. But one quick thing we'll leave you with before we go about 2022 is I'd say towards the end of June, you might want to keep your calendars free, especially if you're in the Orlando, Florida area, because there's been some rumors about Bar Down Breakdown and some guests that have been on Bar Down Breakdown, coming from all over the country to maybe do a little something, maybe have a little something. I don't know too much about it yet, but I think you guys will find out about it pretty soon. But I would just tell you, if you got any plans for the end of June, cancel them.
And start looking at maybe Airbnbs like I did yesterday.
What'd you find? Anything cool?
I did find something cool. And we're trying to get Caitlin's parents to come down as well.
Okay.
And there's this, it's on one of the lakes in Orlando. Okay. There's a whole group of tiny homes. Mm-hmm. And we thought that it would actually make sense to get, you know, two separate tiny homes so that like Caitlin, myself, and Kaylee can be in one. And then mm-hmm. Caitlin's parents can be in the other one because, you know, who wants to be in the same house as a crying yeah. baby in the middle of the night? So we're thinking that might be the best route to go. Hell and yeah. It's not too far from what you were hinting at. So I think it's a good location. And I was looking last night. So start checking on Airbnb for the end of June if you want to come in and hang with maybe us. I don't know.
And the last thing definitely want to mention real quick, just because they are such great dudes and great friends of the show, and they've done a lot to help us out get us some cool guests, is our buddies in Out of Time just made a really, really cool announcement. They have signed to Revival Recordings themselves. So as we talk about bands like, you know, The Home Team and We Were Sharks and, you know, all of these fantastic bands that are just growing in popularity, our homies in Out of Time are now going to have the pleasure of being on that same label. And we're really excited for them. They just dropped their single, aptly named after one of probably the best Dennis rants in Sunny history, called Have You Ever Been in a Storm, Wally? You can go get that on any place that you like to listen to music. They've premiered a video for it too, which is hilarious and has lots of air hockey going on. So,
and another former guest in the video with our buddies in Felicity.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot that he's in that. Yeah. It's a great video. Go check it out. Great song. Go check it out. They're going to have some cool stuff to announce as the year goes as well. So keep your ear to the ground for that, but thanks for listening and thanks for always tuning in. We wish all you guys a fantastic 2022. And if you listen to this record and you have some thoughts on some of the records we called out, or maybe some records that we didn't call out, you can let us know in the comments or shoot us a message. You know, we're always looking to engage with our people, but 2022 is going to be a cool year for Bar Down Breakdown. We've got some cool things coming down the pipeline, some new things for you that I think is going to be a little bit different and very cool. And of course, we're always working on getting new and cool guests, and we hope you enjoy that. So I think this is probably the best time to say sayonara.
Hold on. I just want to say something, Tom. Oh. You know, now that we're in January, we are approaching our 3-year anniversary, and this is episode 150. I can't believe that we've been doing this for 3 years.
It insane.
Blows my mind.
Insane.
I take immense pride in this show, and I love the fact that I get to chat with you every single week.
Hell yeah.
With some of our favorite bands and artists and people from the alternative music world and hockey world. And 3 years, man, unbelievable. So
yeah, honestly,
thanks for listening for 3 years. Thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network for letting us be on your network when we are probably the least hockey show. Oh, definitely the least hockey show on your network.
Positively.
Yes, 100%. So thanks for letting us be part of your network. They are doing cool things over on their YouTube channel right now, doing watch alongs for pretty much like every game, or at least a game a night. And they're growing their YouTube to huge levels. And I think that 2022 is going to be a huge year for the network as well. So shout out to them, and shout out to DraftKings for helping us do this cool thing that we might be doing at the end of June. So
you don't know what you don't know, but you know, just definitely make sure that you block off some time. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, but Orlando in June is beautiful.
Yeah, and sure
when
is.
I say beautiful, it's hot as hell.
Hot as shit. So yeah, Make sure to bring your cool towels, hydrate, but it's going to be a great time. We promise you that. And, you know, we wouldn't lead you astray here at Bar Down Breakdown. We wouldn't do that to you. So keep your eyes and ears peeled. On that note, again, awesome. Thank you so much for everyone that's been listening. You know, we're going to be coming at you with some cool stuff down the road. We got a really cool guest coming at you for the following week as well. So stay tuned. Stick with us. 2021, adios. 2022, here's to some cool and new things. And that's all we got.
All right, Tom. It's been real.
Haven't done this one in a while.
Peace be with you.
And also with you.